AVACR, test 1-2.
November 8, Bob and Charlie in APC.
KD0DCO.
November 8, Bob and Charlie in APC.
N8PC, KB0DCO. How copy?
Sounds perfect to me. I ain't got no problem on audio.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was going to test it with a few other people just to make sure how things were working. And so... yeah, they weren't too happy with me, so I tried to do what I needed to do to get it fixed. And so it sounds like she's working great. That's what we needed to know. Okay. I'll catch you a little bit later. Thanks for the test. KB0DCO.
Not a problem. Glad to help out whenever I can. November 8th, Papa Charlie, an APC in Findlay, Ohio.
Okay, 73s, KB0, the ACL clear.
KFADY-WHALE monitoring.
KD0QYO-CQ, KD0QYO-CQ. KE0QYO listening. KE0QYO listening.
Can't hear you well.
WASU, AB here.
Can't hear you well. Can't hear you well.
Monitoring.
Yes, sir. Can't hear you well. Monitoring station, how you doing?
I guess I'm fair or square. And what about you?
Oh, I'm doing just dandy here. Just, enjoying the rest of my evening here and having a little cigar and enjoying the snow falling. That's all I'm doing. How about you?
I've been out there not too long ago. Got home. I'm a bachelor and sometime I go out to eat. I decided to go to Big Boy. Give me something and then come back.
There, but I heard you're going to Big Boy, and I'd like to go to Big Boy and give me a Slim Jim. That's what I would like.
Guys, that's what I got when I was at Big Boy. My head kind of swinging around, so I might be kind of in and out. I went there and got me had a taste for a Big Boy sandwich and a Slim Jim, so I got both of them. Without the fries, I don't need that. And cherry pie, delicious.
Oh yeah, the Big Boy pies. Yeah, you gotta get a pie when you're there. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Just repeated way east. I'm way on the west side. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Just heard that last transmission. Can't hear any well.
At NAWL. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got a little bit early for the winter, aren't we?
I would say it's about normal. Winter. It's December. Well, tomorrow will be December. It's winter. It's winter. We're all right.
According to Alexa, she said first day of winter is December 21st.
Well, that is technically true, but historically, snow has been flying here in mid or lower Michigan. I don't know where you're at, but I'm in mid Michigan. But winter is, winter starts about, this is very normal. So light dusting, quarter inch, an inch, inch and a half, whatever. That's all normal. It's good. It's good.
Good. Okay, good. I'm in Detroit, Michigan. You said you're in mid Michigan.
I'm here in, I'm in Birch Run, which is between Flint and Saginaw.
When are you coming through?
I hope so, because I'm pretty much on top of this repeater that's here, so.
also got this repeater's linked up there in Flint, Michigan, and all up there. Man, you sound good. Sound like you were right down here.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of linked ones in here in this one. I think it's they call them the FBI repeaters, or that's what they call them. But no, you're sounding really good. You're coming in solid.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going through a flying deer repeater, I believe, over there on the east side. I'm in the west side of Detroit, so. All right. Well, it's probably more colder up there where you at than it is down here in Detroit. So, you said Midland, Michigan. Midland, I think you said Midland, Michigan or something like that. But, okay. Now I see what's going on.
Bertrand, yeah, I call it Mid-Michigan because that's the repeater I'm coming in on, but I'm in Bertrand, which is between Flint and Saginaw, so it's kind of Mid-Michigan, but yeah, they're linked up there down to the FBI repeaters, so yeah, you're coming in solid into those ones.
Roger, roger. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I can see, well, it's probably snowing up there. We had little flurries down here, but probably nothing like up there where y'all at yet. Okay. You know, I was born and raised in Detroit, so Michigan. And I always say I want to get up to the Mackinac. Every year I'm going to get up there. I'm going to get up there. And next thing you know, another year passed by.
Well, you should get up there. It's an awesome place. It's a good place, the Mackinac. That's a great place to be. No, I don't think the weather is really that much different here than it is where you're at. It might be just a couple degrees colder, and maybe just a little bit more snow on average. But right now, the snow is just kind of sitting down, and you kind of flurries, a little bit more than flurries, but it's snowing a little bit, but I like it. I like the snow.
To tell you the truth, I like the four seasons, too. You get tired of, you know, summertime. I'll be waiting for summer come, and I'm like, woo, I can't wait till summer come. Then when summer come, it'll be so hot, can't come out until around 6 in the evening. So I'd be glad when it's gone for the fall of the year to come in. And I can, you know, only thing I don't like about the fall of the year, I got to get all them leaves up. Other than that, the weather's perfect.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, I'm a cold weather guy. I like the cold weather. I like the snow. My wife wants to, yeah, she's like, let's go to Florida or something. I'm like, no. I don't know. No, I don't want to go someplace hot and humid. It's already humid here. I don't want to get hot on top of that.
Yeah, it could be that way in the summertime, but like I said, you go in there and you got some air conditioning. Like I got central air. I wait till about 6 o'clock in the evening come, and I come out and sit on the porch or whatever. I'm good. Yes, sir. I'm all right then. That's for sure there. But I had I retired from General Motors, and I had a superintendent that was originally from Florida, and he came up here and, you know, became our superintendent up here at General Motors. And he's been up here for a while, and then he said he was used to the weather down in Florida. But then he went back to visit. And he said he got off that plane, and he said the air almost choked him to death. It was so hot.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, my dad's retired General Motors. Retired in 1999, General Motors. And my brother is actually retired General Motors as well. He just retired 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm not a General Motors guy. I'm an IT guy. I do work for IT stuff, but yeah, I respect the work.
Yeah. Well, I put 3 months on having 40 years with General Motors. I don't know how I made it because it was rough. It was rough. But I love in retirement now. Look about Social Security and pension, and kids are grown, and all I got to do is play radio.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, my dad got a little upset because he retired General Motors in 1999, and then and when the 2007 stuff came, they took his permanent health care away and, you know, that kind of stuff, and the pension got cut in half and got pushed to the quote old GM, you know, so he got really pissed off. He got really mad. He only buys Jeeps now. He only buys Chrysler products now. He won't buy a General Motors product anymore.
Yeah, a lot of General Motors have pissed off a lot of employees and other people. I don't know. I don't think that's a good thing to do when you're trying to sell cars and stay competitive with the companies. But, oh well. That's the way it goes. Well, I'm through with them. So that's what I do, is just sit back and relax and enjoy. Hey, you don't live in the Flint area, do you?
Well, I'm not in the Flint area, but I'm in Birch Run, just north of Flint.
Yeah, well, I was looking for a guy that I know lives in Flint, Otis, W-O-J-E. I always catch him up on 40 meters, haven't heard him in a while. So, I don't know, I got to find out what's up with him.
I'm just a new guy, so I'm fairly recent. I just got a ticket here. I'm just a lowly technician, so yeah, I don't know anything about that, but
oh well, what is your call?
KF8AYL Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima.
Oh, brother, talking about new. Oh, man, I didn't realize it. KFA, did you say KFA or KEA?
KFA, Kilo Foxtrot 8, yeah. It's April, so they're doing KFA-Ds now, so I guess I'm not that new, but... No, I'm pretty new. I know it.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty new. LKFA. Yeah, you're pretty new there. I got my one friend involved in ham. K-E-A-D-K-P, K-E-A-D-K-P. And I got him take that exam. He took his in January of 2016. So I guess that's a while now.
Yeah, well, we got to keep them coming, right? So, I mean, nobody told me. I just kind of happened into it. So, here I am.
Yeah, do you have a computer?
Well, I'm an IT guy, so I hope so.
Do you have EchoLink in your computer?
I do not have EchoLink. I have not installed it, but I've thought about it.
I don't think do it. It's free. You talk to hams all over the world. I got it in my computer and my telephone. I got an Android phone, and when I was in the Philippines, I was talking back here to the guys on Clarkson Machine and down in the Detroit area. When I was in the Philippines, but of course I had to wait 12 hours because the Philippines is 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, I'm well aware of EchoLink. I've been hesitant to do that for some reason. I don't know. I'm an IT guy. I've been an IT guy since the 90s, and I don't know. I don't think EchoLink is anything nefarious, but I'm just... I want to do the radio. I don't want to do the computer thing.
Well, okay, I understand. I mean, you know, to each his own. I mean, we got so many different roads to choose. But I'm into it all. You know, anything about ham radio, I'm into it, no matter what. The digital, I got DMR, G-Star, Fusion, I'm into all that stuff.
Yeah, I actually bought a TYT, what is it, 9600 or something? I bought a TYT radio that does the digital, at least their version of it, or I think it's only one version of it. I haven't taken it out of the box yet. I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to do this. I got so many other things. I'm trying to build a house up north. I'm trying to get some stuff done with my business. I'm just, I'll get to it. But maybe not right now.
I was in no hurry. I just thought maybe I would mention it, just in case you didn't know anything about it. But, you know, as I look at it, I don't care what kind of communication we got between each other by...
KFA AYL monitoring. The last station that transmitted was not coming in.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, I heard that station. Your audio is really low, but I heard you. A lot of background noise, and your audio is really low, but you're coming in.
Just down a little. Okay.
Well, it could be me, but the audio seems... I can hardly make you out. Yeah, very well.
WFU, ABPR, Roshan.